Y'all might only know us for this podcast, but Dangerous Creatives has been offering business coaching to photographers, creatives, and service providers for years now. And we have programs designed for you at each different unique place in your business, whether you're just at the beginning, scaling to your first 100K, growing from 100K up into starting multiple income streams and building a team. Or if you are 300K plus and are ready for one-on-one consulting, we have so many different touch points that we have with business owners all over the world. And one of our most popular programs is the Road to 100K Mastermind. Our experienced coaches help each member design the strategy, the pricing, and the offers that align with your goals. This is no more cut and dry, one size fits all education. This is very specific business coaching that helps you hit your goals in the way that really works for you. So get the tools and, more importantly, the implementation and accountability to actually hit those goals. And this group, guys, it's so fun and it's so supportive. And the community really helps people excel and hit the goals way faster than they would on their own. We have breakout groups for wedding photographers, portrait photographers, service providers like social media experts, coaches, tattoo artists, health, beauty, wellness. And we have expert coaches in several different focus areas to help support you towards your goals. And our programs have some of the highest rates of results out there. So if you're interested in hopping in, you can check out all the information or book a discovery call at dangerschool.com/mastermind. Hey everyone, today's episode is a coaching episode with Melissa G. Photography. She has been running her photography business for over 24 years. And coming to the age of retirement, she thought maybe she'd want to be doing less weddings, but still really loves them and also wants to explore some new avenues of making money, including education and mentoring, especially since she has so many years of education and is really passionate about it. So we talk a lot about marketing and how to pick a marketing channel that's really gonna use her authenticity and her personality to help her reach clients for this new side of her business that she wants to start. So I'm so excited for you to hear this conversation. If you've ever really wondered about pivoting or about marketing or putting yourself out there, this is going to be an episode you definitely want to listen to. So thanks to Melissa for being on here and can't wait for you to hear this episode. Today, I'm so excited. We are chatting with Melissa G. Photography, who has been a veteran of this industry for a long time, has so much experience as a wedding photographer and portrait photographer. Melissa, I'm so excited for us to have a conversation about where your business is going and transitioning. And so tell us a little bit of like where you're at right now and what you want to talk about today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. So I've been in the business, wedding business primarily this is my 24th wedding season.
Oh my gosh. That's so fun.
Yeah. So it's exciting. I am still very much, I thought probably by now, like I wouldn't be photographing weddings, but I still love it. I still want to do it. I kept putting like a timestamp on like, but after 25 years, I'm going to retire. And I'm like, no, actually, I'm not going to. I still love it. I love, I don't do as many weddings as I used to. But I guess like the little bit of background about me is I'm based out of Kentucky. I've shot weddings. I've done a lot of weddings, destination, local. I love the wedding business. I'm kind of moving more toward education. So that's one of the reasons I was really interested in chatting with you today is my first online course is launching next week. Hi. And I'm starting mentorship. And so it's like I'm evolving into that. The career is kind of moving into that, but I'm still very active in, you know, booking weddings and being with my brides and just kind of seeing, I guess, how long. A lot of my photographer friends have retired. I seen like a lot of people last year retired that are kind of in my community. And I was like, I just don't, I always thought maybe there was like an age out, but it's part of my identity and who I am, and I'm happy where I'm at. So
I love that. I mean, I've always wondered too. I'm like, will there be a point where I feel like I don't want to shoot weddings anymore or whatever? And yeah, you kind of try to imagine yourself in the future, and it's hard to know what you're going to want or, you know, how life is going to look. What does your life look like for you right now? Do you have kids at home? Are they out of the home? Like, what's your life look like?
So my children are all grown. I have three sons, 27, 25, and 23. So they're all out of the house right now. I just got married a year and a half ago. So I was a single mom for a really long time, juggling, you know, kids and sports and activities and weddings on the weekends. And it was like everything was so busy and such a whirlwind. So now, you know, I'm settled into my life with my husband. We have a quiet life in Kentucky. He's a chef. So we pretty much, when we're not traveling, we're both busy with our careers. He's in operations now. So he cooks at home for us. So we just are really trying to live a very settled, like balancing the things that are important to us, which are like Sunday dinners at home. We're going to start a garden this summer. A holistic lifestyle is my passion, you know, photography. It's still my passion and my career, but my passion is like holistic living and cooking at home and just having like kind of going back to the basics and breathing and having a very serene home life, which my husband's amazing and we're super happy. And it's just cool to like be in that place of life where I do feel that peace. And like people walk in my house, they're like, oh my gosh, this house is so peaceful. And I'm like, it was built by design. Like it
Yeah.
took me several years to kind of have that lifestyle. So yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at personally. And he's very supportive in my career. And where I thought I might want to work a little less, I feel like working, of course, smarter, not harder. And it's working out. And like, I really am excited for the next chapter of, you know, taking some of the lessons, because there are so many of them in 24 years, and really just helping other photographers. So I recently, I went to Costa Rica. I was there for a couple of weeks. I did a breath work and yoga retreat.
Oh,
and I felt like the timing was so great because I really wanted to just like breathe in and get focused on why I want to educate and why I want to help other photographers. So that was very helpful. And I feel like I'm in a good place to be a mentor, because my life is, we never have it all figured out, but I feel like I figured out a lot of things, and a lot of them were not necessarily the easy way in the business, because, you know, when I started, there wasn't YouTube, there wasn't podcast and coaching.
Yeah.
It was like the kids would go to bed at night. I would get a book, trial and error film. So I still was like, couldn't look at the back of the camera. I didn't know what I was going to get. So I just feel like there are a lot of things I would like to share for those who feel like I'm a good fit for them. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you, you're like, hey, my life feels really peaceful right now, but it's obvious that you worked really hard to create that life for yourself, and that it took so much intentionality to get there. And you didn't just fall into a peaceful, beautiful life. Like, you really worked hard to build that.
Hey, you have to kind of cultivate and then go through all, I mean, there's so many things that, again, I feel like I don't have it all figured out, but there are so many things I had to go through to get to a peaceful place. And one of those was like, even the consideration at one point, I was like, if I'm going to feel stressed or pressure at the end of wedding season, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it's okay if this doesn't work out and this is not my path. And I think that's just like a very internal thing. But then once I kind of went through some of these things, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm blessed to do this, which I've always felt blessed to be in the wedding business. But I think I had a newfound appreciation and love for it. And I was like, you know, no, I don't want to photograph 40 weddings a year. Like, that's insanity for me.
Yeah.
And for most people, I would think, but definitely. So now like a good balance for me is about 12 to 15 weddings a year. You know, it looks different at every stage, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Totally. No, I love that too. And I agree with you. I've never been able to do the high volume of weddings. I, you know, 10, 15, that I think I did 18 one year, and that was like, I was like, I hit my, that's my max for the year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. And you want to have that time and energy for your brides and for your grooms and for their families and the whole experience, because the older I get, the more I realize it's such an energetic thing.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of energy for you. There's energy for them. And like, just to be able to juggle that whole wedding day is 10 to 15 is about good for me.
Totally.
So I can have that energy to give.
I agree. Okay. Well, what are you dreaming of with your coaching? And then what would be the most helpful to talk about? Because I know it's building a whole new business, even though it is building on top of the one you've already built so well, but it is like, it's a new way of marketing. It's a new audience. It's stretching your wings in some new ways. I guess at least right now with where you're thinking about it, what you're dreaming about, like if you were to transport yourself a year in the future and could say, Kristen, I am doing like this many coaching calls, or I'm working with this many coaching clients, and I'm doing still 10 weddings or whatever. Like, what would that look like for you ideally at this point?
So ideally, I believe that having a like one-on-one three per year would be good. And I think 6 month to a year program for them would be most beneficial, because I think we could really dive into details of the business and really get a beginning wedding photographer in the business. With being well-versed in branding too, my goal would be to cover the basics and essentials and then have them completely branded, website, everything ready to go. So that's my goal. And then of course the branding or the course is passive. So once that's done, I've kind of gotten like a little buzz and rush from creating the course. I know I'm going to create another one that kind of focuses on another aspect of beginning wedding photography. So I think ideally like three of the one-on-one mentorships would be great. And then I guess the challenge, or what it just seems a little new to me, is just building the audience. I do have a lot of photographers that follow me, but I'm not really sure how to, I don't know how to put that out there, or I've always had everything so business focused that a lot of people don't really know a lot about me.
Yeah.
So, and you know, that can be uncomfortable. Like I've kind of already worked through like, what are people going to think? Because that doesn't rule my life. Like I'm happy where I'm at. This is what I have to offer. It might not be for everyone. So I feel comfortable with putting myself out there, but I just don't really, I haven't done that enough and I haven't done that a lot. So I'm like, that's what I've seen how great you've done with like blending it all together and like building your audience personally, business-wise. And I feel like mine is so business focused. I have a hard time taking that business hat off and being like, this is my life. This is who I am. This is the struggles I've had. These are the successes I've had. So, because there have been so many of both. And you know, the struggle part, I don't put on social media. Like most people do put, this is my win. This is my, you know, this is the best wedding. This is great. Like, so I'm kind of wondering how to like blend that, how to showcase that. And because I know people do want to see the real parts of what it takes. And it's not easy. Like this, it seems so glamorous, but there are so many times, like, you know, you're driving home from that 12-hour wedding and you still got 2 hours on the road, or you haven't seen and talked to your family for a few days. So those are the things, like how to blend it together for people to build that audience, so people trust me and want me to mentor them.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's definitely something we can dive into today. Cause I imagine like with the course sales, you're like, hey, a bunch of course sales would be great, cause I can sell those a little bit more passively. You know, no course launch really is that passive, cause we have to work pretty hard to sell the courses. Ooh, but yes. Like once you kind of figure it out, then it does, you know, you can sell more, you know, one thing to multiple people. And so it's a little bit more leveraged, and then have those more intense mentorships, which I can see that being so fulfilling for you too, especially with your like love for holistic living and kind of being able to like see someone as a whole person in their business too, which, you know, I'm super passionate about as well. Like this is not, it's not just business. Like it's a whole person and the whole experience of all of it. So I love that.
I feel like it's really important, because wedding photographers, from like my experience, it can be very taxing, and you have to kind of get the rhythm that works for you. I know everybody's different. Like, some people want 50 weddings a year and some people want 5, and you know, whatever works for you. But I feel like it's one of those careers that you can really, really, like, you get that one person that is hard to deal with. Okay. Cause we're all going to have those. We focus on that so much. And, you know, then you have like 50 people that are like the easiest people in the world to work with. So I feel like there's so many different parts, but it is an industry that can be really taxing energy wise, and it can be very stressful. And like, just setting that up is something I feel like the experience we've done. Of course, I have a team, and that's something that absolutely has, I would not be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for having a team. I've had the same editor for 16 years. And I have a great hair and makeup artist. I have the same person every time. We have great communication. She's one of my best friends. So like, having like a team behind you too is something that I really think is important, you know. But it can be one of those industries again, where if you're not careful, you're strung out, you're exhausted, you're burnt out. And like, that is like my goal, is like to just keep check that I'm not getting burnt out, because I love what I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that takes so much intention and planning and team building and learning new strategies and all of that to make sure you're not burning out. Cause I think you're right that it is such an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we can definitely talk about the kind of like branching into building an audience or connecting more with photographers with what you've already built too. I feel like we could probably outside of this call, if you ever want to talk more about like building a whole offer suite and all of that, like we probably can't do that just on this call. But if we want to dive right into the, you know, building that audience and connecting a little bit more deeply, maybe we can find some really fun, easy ways to do that feel like natural and good to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's been something like too, is I don't do a lot of face to camera stuff. So yeah, that's definitely kind of pushing me out of my comfort zone to do that. But I want to do whatever is kind of authentic to myself, which I'm okay to push myself outside of my comfort zone. But I think there are probably some other creative ways too. So working on like building the Facebook audience, and like, I love in-person things. I love people, clearly. But like, I want to do maybe some community things where new photographers can come and talk, you know, just, I don't know. There's so many little creative ways that I feel like would be, like you said, authentic to who I am.
Totally. Totally. Actually, I'm going to pull up something. So this is one of the marketing strategies I like to help people build. And then we can like, even if we start with this, because you've mentioned a few of these already, and then we can like almost like plug and play what would feel good for you as far as like what each of those things are. Because, you know, there's some marketing influencer out there that's like, you have to talk to the camera. That's the only way to do it. And I just like, don't think that's true. I think everyone has their own like magic sauce. They have their own thing that doesn't like super trigger their nervous system. Cause you know, like, it's going to stress it. It's going to like feel uncomfortable and new, but also like, you know, I like for a while I had this coach who was like, the way to get your education out there is to be, to be really, like to say the thing that's going to trigger everyone, like to say these really blunt things and like try to poke at people and like to be polarizing is basically what she would say.
Right.
And I have some strong opinions, but I also like to talk about them in certain contexts. And so, but for a while I was taking her advice and I was putting out kind of these, I like would say these things that to me felt polarizing. It really wasn't that crazy at the end of the day, you know, but it was just like strong opinions. And I was so triggered all the time. And I was like, this is not good for my nervous system. This way of marketing is not sustainable for me long-term. So I think you have to like find that blend of what's going to work with your personality and your strengths. And also like, there's always a little bit of like that growth edge that's going to feel uncomfortable at first. So
yeah, it's definitely like trusting yourself and just knowing that what you like, leading with your heart. And that's what I'm leading this with. And I, No, it's not going to be for everybody, and that's okay. But I just really feel like staying authentic to who I am in this process is, and leading with that is kind of what the plan is. I love all of these things too. Like, I'm reading this, and this is having it broken down for you in just a list. I've become a list person.
Yeah.
I've become very type A. Like, I've kind of transitioned from my younger photographer self, super ADHD and all over the place and crazy creative, to like being a businesswoman and really having plans and type A and those things. So this is like perfect for me, because totally, I can check things off, and it simplifies it, but it puts it on like a checklist for me. And I love this.
Good. Okay. Let me say it out loud for people who can't see the screen. So this is one of our marketing frameworks that we use with people. For this slide, I called it Kristen's pyramid approach. We're not building a pyramid scheme. We're just talking about the content as like a pyramid. So at the top is the high touch events. So generally I aim for like 3 to 4 high touch events a year. And so within each of these categories, Melissa, maybe we can brainstorm what would feel best for you. Like you mentioned, maybe a community get together or maybe an in-person meetup. In my business, I do 4 quarterly free workshops where people can sign up for them and they can come and hang out with us on Zoom. I do some other like in-person stuff too, but like I aim for like 1 thing a quarter, basically. So I always think like selling by serving, like when you serve a community and you create something that's going to help them, you don't even have to quote unquote sell. You're just co-creating with your community. So examples of like a 3 to 4 high touch events a year could be a virtual event. It could be an in-person meetup. It could be going to a networking thing that someone else is hosting, speaking or teaching. I try to do that a couple times a year, webinar. But again, building something that feels really sustainable. So I guess like you kind of already mentioned maybe being the person that pulls together the community in person a few times a year. What are some other things that you think could fit in this one top tier category?
Well, I really like your idea of doing like a workshop, free workshop where people could come for like a few hours, because one of the things that I do have on like the agenda for the end of the year is a very small travel workshop. So having some of those small ones to kind of get, you know, just to maybe touch on a few things and then do more in depth with styled sessions and like some kind of like fun location for other photographers to visit, and then have some downtime and some R&R and fun and adventure and everything together. But I like that, because doing the free workshop is, let people can kind of see who you are and what your approach is and what your, you know, what you have to offer. So I love this.
Yeah. And it's a chance too, because I'm guessing you already have a pretty large network of photographers, or maybe people that are already coming to you asking you questions and be like, hey, Melissa, how'd you do this? That could be a good chance to invite some of those people and be like, hey, I have some things coming, but like we have this free event that I'm hosting, and you can like personally reach out and invite people that you're already in relationship with to something that you're hosting.
Right. Because I've had a few people that I've met with already that the one-on-one is not like in their budget at the time, or they're not sure if they really want to invest in becoming a photographer. So some of those clients that would be, or potential, I guess, students, or what is that? What do you even like attendees or so? I guess that would be like a student.
Yeah. Student, client, attendee. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And my approach with marketing is I'm like, I want people's marketing to be so fulfilling that and I can sense this from you too, of like, I'm showing up and giving my best, whether or not they sign up for something that I do pay. Like, I want to lead with generosity, lead by helping my community. And like the people that really connect with me will maybe join, maybe not, whatever. Yeah. But either way, I'm getting to use my gifts of coaching by creating this event or hosting this thing. And I can kind of like release a little bit of the like, this needs to work, or I'm like a failure or whatever, which right. just everyone can feel that, right?
Absolutely.
So cool. Well, so, oh, go ahead.
I love that you say that too, because with the course, because I've had people in my life that go, what, like, why aren't you teaching? Why haven't you done this online course thing? And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, that is not like, no. Like, I don't like putting my face online and all these things. And I started thinking about it. And then it was like, all the signs were there. And then I was invited to an event last year, and the numbers, everybody was talking about the numbers. And I was like, I'm not going to lead with numbers. Like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not at that place in my life where I feel like that's the reason I'm doing this. All of those lessons that I've talked about and are to lead with your heart and to help, because I love that I've been able to have this career for 20 plus years. I raised my children. I was a single mom. This gets to be fun. It gets to be easy. It's, yeah. You know, you've got to put the work in, but it gets to be so fulfilling. And it is a huge part of my identity. I love my people. I love my job. And because of my, you know, camera in my hand, it's taken me to so many places I would have never been in this life. Like, I feel like I would have never had the experiences. And, you know, it's great places and great locations and beautiful things, but it comes down to like the people and the fact that you're like in between a grandma who has waited her whole life to watch her granddaughter walk down the aisle. And it gets like, I get emotional over it because I love it so much, but it is a huge gift and it's a great industry. And I really want to share that. Like, I want this to be led with my heart and encourage people, because it can be tough. There are ups and downs in the industry. I mean, we're all going through our ups and downs right now. It's been a weird wedding booking season. But I feel like I want people to see, I feel like where there's a lot of things out there where like, this is tough. And you put the work in, but it's also really beautiful. And it's also really the way you look at it. And I think the way you approach it.
Totally. Yeah, definitely. And it sounds like you'll be able to be that encouraging voice for people and have some perspective that not everyone has. And that's the beautiful thing, is that like there's so much room in every industry because we all bring our own stories to it and our own perspective mm-hmm. and our own energy. And so what connects with one person might not connect with another, but that's the magical thing about it, is you're going to really attract the people that need your special sauce, you know, that need the way that you do it and the way that you teach. And so, yeah, starting to get a little bit more vocal out there as far as the education side of things is going to attract those people in. Yeah. Okay. So that's the top one, is the 3 to 4 high touch events a year. This could be speaking at conferences. It could be speaking at other workshops. It could be hosting your own workshops. It could be pulling together something free, facilitated, whatever. And maybe there's not like a local networking group near you, and like you could be the person to do that. The next one down is making one big piece of content a week. I feel like this breaks it down a lot for me, because I can tend to be, you mentioned this earlier, like when I was younger, I was like all over the place, just like constantly mm-hmm. posting and throwing things against the wall and hoping that it stuck or whatever.
Right.
Now I really try to focus on one big piece of content a week, which for me is my podcast, but could be a blog mm-hmm. post or a newsletter or a vlog, like a video blog, or like stories where you're talking to your Instagram stories and have maybe a series of something. Like, it could be so many different things. And then from that, you break it down into a bunch of little things. So it's a little bit more sustainable. You can bring in part of your team to help you break it down into more digestible content. It's like much more manageable than when I just was like, let me just talk right. to the camera as much as possible, you know? So I guess with the one big piece of content, when you've been looking around and seeing other people's marketing, or you notice what you're drawn to, or the way that people talk about things, like, is there one of those types of like vehicles for content making that seems the most exciting at this point?
Well, it doesn't seem really exciting to have face to camera.
Yeah. At the moment. You're like, let's cut
but
that one
I
off.
feel like that's, it's interesting because my course builder, who is incredible, she's amazing. She's really kind of, I mean, she's coached me through this and, you know, put pressure on me when I needed it. And then kind of been like, okay, do this for a while. She's just been incredible with leading this. Is she challenged me to like post one thing personal. And she's like, look at your views. And it's incredible. Like I can post something that's, you know, a shoot or this is where we did this, or this is like explaining the image. And yes, I get views. But as soon as I post something personal, it is like five times more. And it's true. So I think maybe even though that's something that's a little new to me, and not the most comfortable, that's probably what I need to do. Because I am going to be talking to my audience, because my people that are going to be signing up are going to be seeing me. So I feel like that's probably going to be what I'm going to lead with or start with.
Yeah. Well, and some different ways to think about it too, if there is a block to just like straight on talking to the camera, which is a block for a lot of people, is you could post your photo work and then write a really personal caption, maybe that dives into why that was really meaningful for you, or pulls in a story from your life that like you were going through this when you took this photo, or, you know, 20 years ago when you were starting your business, this is kind of what was going on. So, I mean, that's one way
I love that.
Dive in. Yeah. I felt like that was helpful for me, because I always struggled with how am I going to start pivoting into education without like cutting off my couples or my brides, or, you know, and so having the work on the portfolio page and then doing the caption was like one really helpful way to do it. Another option would be a reel that you talk over, you know, like you could do audio over something. And that also is a really, like, it's like a podcast. People all the time are like, I feel like I know you, and they don't see my face on the podcast. They just hear my voice. And so that could be another option too.
That definitely seems like a really good way to connect. And that would be a little more comfortable for me, because then I could not really hide, but, you know, it's like easing your way into showing your face, because it's a vulnerable thing to do. Like I said, I've kind of already dealt with, this is how I'm going to do this. I'm not going to worry about it. This is who I am. And I feel like that would be great. I feel like that would be a good place to start. So I'm going to do that.
Cool. I love it. Yeah. So for that, for the second piece of the pyramid, having one big piece of content a week, even if you're like, I'm going to make one reel a week where I'm going to talk over it and say something that's really like personal and connective, or speaking directly to this newer photographer that I'm trying to market to. And that could be like the thing you concentrate on each week.
Awesome.
And then the third part of the pyramid is breaking that piece of content into smaller clips, or maybe you in the reel you mention one type of thing and you kind of go into it a little bit more in an Instagram post or something on Pinterest or whatever. And so this is something where I'll even have my VA take my big piece of content, break it into little quote graphics, or break it and make it into a newsletter, or pull things from a few pieces of things. Like, you know, it's that working smarter, not harder, of saying something a few times, a few different ways throughout the week from that one piece of content that you've been making.
It definitely kind of, because sometimes, you know, we all know social media can be overwhelming for your business. Love this, because it does break it down and it makes it seem, I guess it simplifies it to, like you said, doing one piece of content, making that into a few. And then I'm all about like delegating and time blocking. So having that, like, this, we're going to do Wednesday, you know, I do senior Sunday and like branding on Mondays, and then like weddings on Wednesday, because it just works. But definitely having maybe like Tuesday, I'll do all my stuff for the week, and then there you go.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I'm such a big fan of time blocking too. Mm-hmm. And then I think as it comes to, you know, just an encouragement, as it comes to moving more into personal things that you're sharing online, you know, education, coaching, all of this is like an active service. And I think when when we know we have something from our life that we had to overcome, like sharing it is really generous to the next person that needs proof that they can do it too. So maybe mm-hmm. something you've been through in your life, there's someone else sitting out there being like, all these other people are doing this because they didn't go through this thing. And, you know, being a single mom for a while, even I wasn't a single mom for very long, but a few years, and he was real small. And even being able to share that and being like, hey, you don't have to like decide that your life is over because you're going through something hard. Like there's ways through this. So just an encouragement that your story can be the thing that helps someone see that there's evidence that they can get through it too.
I agree. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's kind of what I have a lot of younger photographers in my life already, or not necessarily photographers, but business women who I've been fortunate enough to give advice to, or if it's helped, I hope it's helped. And I feel like that, again, like you said, sharing your story, because it's not always what you see on social media, the success and the beautiful wedding and then the traveling and all this stuff, like the day before or, you know, the year before, how you got there is life-changing. Like there are people that I look up to and their stories are incredible and encouraging. So I'm hoping that what I have to share is definitely going to be helpful and encouraging to other photographers and then other young people. So
for sure, for sure. Well, I'm so excited for you to get to start doing that. Okay, so the events and then the big piece of content and then thinking through like writing maybe the personal captions along with the work that you're showing. Does that feel like a good place to start?
It feels like an amazing place to start. And I've kind of went back and forth a little bit on like with the beginning of the course, like once it's here, okay, like it's, I'm going to launch it. Well, how are people going to know about it? And I know I have sales pages and all the things, but I feel like that really could be a good place to get that audience. And those are the reels I watch, like the ones that have the emotion. Clearly I'm a super emotional person. I've never been on any podcast or had anything to say without crying. So, but you know, those are the ones that get me. So like having my voice and having like an image and what it meant to me or where it was created. I absolutely love that idea. And that's something that I had not really thought about before is when I first started, this is like maybe post like the first image. This was my first wedding. This is my wedding now. Like, you know, so I love that. So yeah, it sounds like a perfect place to start.
Awesome. Well, and anytime you're launching something, it takes a lot more talking about it too than you think. So like I would start now. I would start before it's ready to put out. I would, you know, like start connecting with your audience, start like maybe even dropping some little freebies here and there, just things to start building that relationship as an educator, that trust, all of those things. And so then there's like maybe a couple weeks of lead up to when the course is coming and you have some people jumping on your email list and getting those freebies and feeling really tied to your story and things like that too. So
for sure. Yes, I'll definitely do that.
Awesome. Melissa, it's been so fun to talk to you. I hope this is helpful and I can't wait to see how your launch goes and to,
thank you.
Yeah, just see all the ways that you're helping people, especially in your community and in the photography community at large too. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me and I love watching you and I'm definitely going to join you abroad. I've just got a few other things on the list. So like, I just keep seeing all these things. I'm like, I'm going to say yes to that. Like it's on the list, but I really admire you and your work and in your coaching. And I appreciate your time today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. We're so thankful that we can deliver this awesome content to you each week, and we're so thankful for your support and that you keep showing up to listen. If you want to dive in a bit more, we have our membership that is open year-round. We just launched a couple challenges inside of it, the Money Mindset Challenge and the Vision Challenge, and those are things you can walk through at your own pace. They're super fun and easy to get through, and also really inspiring if you're trying to make moves in your business. We have a monthly call as part of that membership too. So you get to join for a year, have community, jump in with a bunch of creatives, and also walk through the curriculum together. So if you want more information on that, you can check out that and all of our other offerings at dangerschool.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Chammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time. Would you hang out and ask her one time? Won't you get down?